Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Real talk that speaks volumes to real people. Questions, answers, the real truth. Get ready, get ready, get ready for real talk. Hello, you're on with Real Talk that speak volume. I'm your host today, I'm Tina Watkins, and I'm the author of the book, Empower Yourself Successfully, the Gifts of Bringing Greatness Out of Every Woman. Also, I'm a motivational speaker, I'm a life coach, I'm a mother, I have a lot of titles. Well, we are today with a very hot topic. What a woman really wants from a man. Well, first of all, I'd like to tell you about this show. This show is not like any other show. It's different. We pray, we laugh, we joke, we talk, but we tell the truth. We tell it like it is. So you're at the right place at the right time to hear the discussion on today. Get your ears ready. First of all, I like to start out the show with prayer because I'm a prayer warrior from my heart. I love to pray because I know prayer changes things.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, and I like to start out by saying, Lord, I thank you for giving me the opportunity, God, to speak into different people's lives, God, and to bring this show into their homes, God, and even on their internet, God. Lord, I ask that you bless each and every person that's in the studio today. Bless each and every person, every listener, God, and let them get something from the show, God. Let it touch somebody's heart. Let it touch somebody's home. Let it touch the families, God, and bring them together for the good, God, that your purpose may be done in their lives. These things I ask in my Father Jesus' name, and I pray, amen.
Amen.
And I give him glory.
Amen.
Amen. Well, the hot topic today we have some guests in the show today. I'm going to let them introduce themselves before we get started on this hot topic. And our first guest,
Beverly Mock. And I'd like to say hello, everyone. Can't wait to get started.
Okay, and our next guest,
Betty Young. Hello, everyone.
All right. Well, I thank you all for being here. It's such a wonderful topic. You know, when I first said the topic, and many people say, oh, it sounds provocative. It sounds, you know, I don't know, you know, it sounds like it's kind of like a touchy thing. This is a very important topic, you know, what a woman really wants from a man.
Amen.
So you really got to know what you want, you know. And if you don't know what you want and what you need, you may get anything, you know. So we're just keeping it real. When I first thought about the topic and what kind of came to mind, about what a woman really wants from a man. These things, key things came to mind. A relationship, companionship, love, sex, money.
Amen.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. That's what comes to mind. Well, we're going to get right on into it, what a woman really wants from a man. And we're going to make it, I mean, we're just going to keep it real. Right, ladies? We're going to keep it real.
Keep it real.
And I want to say, first of all, this is not a man-bashing radio station. We're going to bring both sides in. We're going to bring the woman side in, and a man has his side, too. And I did do a panel pool of 45 men, and I asked them, what four qualities do you want in your wife? And they gave it to me, and I'm going to give it to you after we get into this discussion. My first question to my first guest is, what kind of man did you want before your last marriage? And what was it that you got out of it after you got in?
Okay, Tina, I believe that I just wanted to be married. when I was 18. And I don't think I really had a particular man. I just thought it was going to be a, it was going to be the man. It isn't, you know, I didn't look for anyone in particular, but one came along. And I was married at 18.
So you didn't have any type of attributes or any type of qualities that you were looking for? Was it that you were young?
Actually, I was tricked into marriage on my part.
Tricked?
Yes, because when I met the man that I did marry, I was married to him for 18. Well, I was married for 21 years. We lived together for 18, married together. And, Lord, this man told me he was going to be a football player for the Dallas Cowboys. So, you know, I'm young, I'm 18. You know, I'm serious. He was like, I can show you better than I can tell you. And I listen to all this, sounds so good. I just thought, oh, my God, I'm be married to Dallas Cowboys football player. He's going to be a free agent. I got out there. I helped that man write his free agent letter. I did everything because I just knew it was going to be.
But was that what you wanted in the man?
I did, because I was materialistic back then. That's what I wanted. I wanted to be rich with a rich football player man that was handsome and fine. He was fine and handsome, but he never became a football player. All right. So I was stuck.
Oh, my God.
With this vision that I was going to be a football player's wife. I mean, I know it's materialistic. I was young.
But you have to be honest now.
Yeah.
You went in with the intent that you wanted.
Right.
The material thing.
That's
you wanted,
exactly
you
what
wanted
I did.
The vision that
I did.
He had a dream.
I did.
So you
I
went
did.
For the dream.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
I went for the dream. And little did I know, I had a nightmare.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, a lot of times we go into things, you know, with blinders on.
That's
you know,
true.
We go into it for the wrong intention. You know, a lot of women, you know, like material things. They want things. They want the money. But they don't think about what really entails when you get that man. You have to have a visionary of what you want in a man. Because if you don't know what you want, you don't know what you need. And you said you were 18.
I was 18, so I had no idea what I wanted. I wanted to go to the Air Force. I wanted to be a court reporter. I wanted a lot of things at 18, you know. And that's just, I got exactly what I because I didn't do any research on it. I didn't look for anyone. I didn't have anything in particular that I wanted from anyone. I was was one of the people that just go out and get what I wanted.
Right. So you got what you wanted.
I got something.
So you had to ride it out.
I had to ride it out.
So
I was a maverick.
You had to ride it out.
I had to ride it out.
Well, you know, when you think about, you know, a lot of times, you know, I mean, you got what you wanted.
Yeah.
So in that, did you go through things? Did you go through situations?
Yes.
And you say you wrote it out for 20 what?
For 21 years. Yes.
Were you happy?
Maybe five of them. I really was for about five of them.
Okay.
And, yeah, I hung in there. But I had made a vow to God, and I was raised by a good mother. I was raised to be a wife, not some kind of street hustle out there. You know, so I already knew how to be a wife, and I was raised that way, so I didn't think about what I wanted in a man.
Right.
I was just worried about how I was going to treat him and how good I was going to be to him.
Right.
And I figured if I was going to be good to him, it was going to work anyway.
And he was going to be good to you.
Chose. Right. Right.
So with that one quality that you asked for.
Right.
So it did last for 5 years, but it lasts for 20 years.
It lasts for 21 years, but the love, I believe I was in love for maybe five of those years. And then after that, he was a cheater. He was a whoremonger.
Oh.
And because he was a good man now. He did take good care of me financially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was very romantic.
Okay.
He was very sweet. He was handsome. He was fine.
It was fine.
Yes, I had that. You know, of course, I mean, looks mean a lot to me. I can't help it.
Okay.
Yeah. He was handsome. He was fine. You know, so, I mean, and he was a hard worker.
Right.
And he was a hard worker. He wasn't scared of work.
Right.
So that, in that, I felt very safe
with that.
With that. So I stayed in that safeness with
him
longer than I should have. And it caused me some very, very bad consequences.
Oh, my goodness.
And then not to mention that we were caught
doing things we shouldn't have been doing by my mom.
Although you were younger.
When we were young, when we were dating. And my mom, you know, being the kind of mom she was, we just thought we better get married.
So actually, you felt triggered because of your mom.
Uh-huh. And then what I want, you know, and then what he said.
Okay.
What he said. He was going to be a football player and all this. And then, of course, I found him attractive.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I found him attractive, and I liked him. I was in a lot of like of him. I don't think I was in love with him when I married him. I think I just kind of married him on the basis of circumstance.
Right, right.
Yeah, so.
Well, I tell you, you know, no two women, no two women want the same things in a man. When it comes down to want, every woman, like you may want something. Miss Betty may want something totally different, and I may want something different. So, you know, and we're going to move it along because, I mean, you said some key things. Because some women go in for the dreams. Some women go in for the looks. Some women go in for the money, you know, the prestige. And they don't really get what they want. Because what looks good ain't always what good for you.
For you.
So the question, boy, I tell you, that's deep. That's deep. You know, and my next question to my next guest is, what four qualities, Miss Betty, do you want in a man, and why?
Okay, first of all, he has to be a Christian. I mean, he has to be full, sanctified.
Sanctified.
Sanctified. Walking with God.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be walking with God. Like not fake nor shake, because I had that. I've already had the fake and shake working in the church. I've already had that. That's not what I'm looking for.
Okay.
He's got to be sold out to God.
Sold out to God.
He has to love me. He has to be financially stable.
Financially stable.
And on a good job. He has to be on a good job and has to have a house.
Okay. He has to have his own.
Yeah.
Got to have his own stuff.
Have his own stuff.
Oh, those are the four qualities.
First of all, got to be.
Got God, and you said he got to be financially stable,
uh-huh.
And he got to be what? Sold out?
Sold out to God, and love me.
And love you.
You have to love me.
You got to love you. I tell you, this is a good subject, what a woman really wants from a man, because there's so many things that goes on in life with women, you know. Every day, you know, you got all types of women, you got all types of men, and you got to really find out, you know, what type of woman you are. And who you are. If you never know who you are, then you'll settle and you'll go for anything.
That's right.
And there are men out there that do the same thing. So, you know, go into a relationship or wanting a woman for the wrong reason. So, you know, and we're going to move right along because there's another question that's on the floor. But before we get to that question, I want to say, you know, there's three stages I've seen within women. You have a woman that may be going through some struggles and some straining, you know, and going through some things, you know. And a lot of times she tend to look for a man that look like he got something. He got something, and he look good. And then they go into it with the fact that they need some things from that man, and they go in with the wrong intention. So they end up getting tricked, or they end up getting trapped in something for so many years, and they begin to be in bondage because they chose for the wrong reason. And then you have another level of a woman that is like, she may have a job, may got things going on, you know, may she got some stability there. But then she don't really want a man as a marriage. She may just want a boyfriend. And that don't make it right because she don't really care if he married or not. Y'all know what I'm talking. Y'all know what I'm talking about. These women have to like that. Because as long as they getting what they want, you know, out of that man, they happy with that.
Right.
You know,
right.
But that don't make it right. That don't make it right.
No.
Because you're going in for just the material things and the thing that man can do for you and not really caring about if he has a, you're breaking up a happy home, you know, messing with a married man, or even if you're or single and sleeping with a man that's single, you single, then it's committing adultery.
Right.
And see, we a lot of times don't want to think on them things
right.
Because God don't honor adultery. He don't honor you sleeping with a married man. You know, we got to keep this thing real.
Right.
And a lot of times we don't really put those things to mind. Then, on the other hand, you have the one that's sophisticated. She classy. She got a degree. She got a master's degree. She got it going on. She got it going on. But then she has high standards. She may say, well, you know, he got to have a degree. He got to have six figures. He got to make six figures. Like you say, he got to have a house. You know, and a lot of times, there are good men out there that may not have six figures. He may not have, you know, the degree or the house on the hill. But he may have a house and a good job, and he loves the Lord. I mean, he has some qualities, but he's lacking some things. So we as women got to really kind of look at ourselves, check ourselves, you know.
That's right.
And then we don't want to leave out the Christian woman because, you know, you have a Christian woman. She, what we're doing as I'm a Christian, so I would put myself up in there.
That's right.
I'm waiting on a man to find me.
Amen.
Because in if I want all of these things, you know, but I still have to have want, have in that want, I have to have wait. Because you have to wait, because it says when a man finds a wife, he finds a what? A good thing. And he obtained the favor with the Lord. So when he finds, he's going to find a good thing.
Thank you.
So, you know, I want to be Sam.
That's right.
You know,
right.
I have to put myself in there.
That's right.
And, you know, being a woman that saved, you can't always go for the altar, though, because even the devil know the Bible. He know the word. So you can have a man to say he's saved, but he ain't really living. He's just saying it. So, you know, I've been there before, you know, but I thank God because knowing that I am saved, that I must wait. I can't commit adultery.
Right.
I can't commit fornication.
Right.
I can't be slipping and tipping.
That's right.
I got to wait.
You can't even look.
No, lust, you know, and let's get on that, because lust, a lot of time we as women say, oh, I'm in love with him. Oh, yeah, he loves me. You know, and oh, we just so in love. But you know what? It's lust you in love with, because, and you know, and lust don't last. Because lust don't have no respect to person. It can lust after your baby, your child in the house. You know, it'll sleep with you, sleep with your sister. Your mama, I mean, lust don't have no respect to person. So we as women have to have some form of morals about ourselves, some quality. And our subject was, what does a woman want in a man? So, you know, I mean, in the next question I have, and this, when I thought about this question, it made me laugh because, you know, I mean, I say, oh, my God, because it's really some things that we deal with as women, you know. And that question was, what if a man was very unattractive, but he had all the traits that you wanted, and he asked your hand in marriage, would you marry him, Ms. Beverly? Can you answer that question? Women look at the way he looks, Oh, he dressed good. Oh, he got a nice vehicle. He's driving a Mercedes. You know, they're going to look. So, Miss Beverly Mock, would you, I mean, the same question. He's unattractive, but he have all the traits, and he asked your hand in marriage.
And we're being very candid and honest here, right?
Right.
Very honest. So I must say no. Because, I mean, if I can't look at you, I'm just not going to be able to do it. I mean, seriously. I mean, it, I know looks not everything. You don't have to be like Denzel Washington or anybody like
right,
that.
Right, right.
But he can't look like Flavie either.
But Miss Beverly.
Okay.
But Miss Beverly. He got all the traits.
But we talking about Flavor Flavor look?
Hold what you got, because you said, the dentist can fix everything. Miss Beverly, though.
You said about flavor.
Now, Miss Beverly, now you said, no, you can't do it.
No, I can't do it. I mean, no. I think a man that's missing a few teeth, I could do that, because that could be fixed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I could do that. But he has to have some of the features that I like on a man, you know, like the Van Dyke. And the, I mean, I just got to have a little something that gets me moved. But let me tell you, I couldn't care less. I mean, I'm a self-made woman, thanks to God. And I promise you, it's not going to be about the finances, because I'm going to be all right there.
Right.
So... everything else I want.
But if
he's trustworthy, because that's very important to me, and faithful and loving and all this, but he's going to have those qualities. He has to have some kind of feature that I can look at, wake up in the morning
but
and
you know,
look over
same,
and say,
look
oh,
same.
Yes, it is. Whatever. People can lie all they want to. I'm just not going to go there because I can't. I ain't going to say lying, but you know, you can just kind of.
Okay.
My first husband didn't have a look.
Right.
My mother prayed that Nisi, prayed that my daughter would not look like him. I mean, but to me, he didn't look bad. I mean, in my eye, because I loved him,
You loved him, right.
I didn't see him looking like the way they say he looked.
Right.
And if I see a picture today, he's dead. But if I see a picture of him today, he don't look, I mean, I didn't see that. I didn't see him looking
good.
You
saw the love.
But my mother and them, he was ugly, but to me, he never was ugly.
You know what? You know what? You can see one of the most beautiful people, you know, person.
Right.
Very, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But they can be very ugly. Very
right.
ugly on the inside. So, I mean, you have to be careful, you know. And then you can have someone so very unattractive, but they're so beautiful.
But he didn't have a heart.
Those are my friends.
Let's stay right here. What a woman really wants from a man, okay? Oh boy, I tell you, this is a very hot topic here. I mean, you know, there's so many things that women have to keep in mind when you want, you know, different traits in a man, you know, because first of all, if a woman don't really know who she is and she don't really have an identity, and then when you get with the wrong man, you'll lose yourself. Do y'all agree with me?
I agree with that.
You'll lose yourself. You know, because then you checking him, baby, what time you going to be home from work? And if he 5 minutes late, then you are getting on his case. Because he's 5 or 10 minutes late. And because you don't have a life, you don't have our identity, you don't have anything going a life, then you're going to place your whole self into that man. And then that's when you lose yourself.
That's right.
And then you become a bitter woman because he your life. You know, and God is one that's supposed to be the focus. And that's who we as women, we leave out, the main man. Because until you have a relationship, come on,
that's right.
With the first man,
Amen.
The man that created
Thank you.
And he gives you if you get in him and his word, and he's going to tell you what you should and shouldn't do and how you should live, and then those wants won't just be a want. It'll be you be dealing with the need. You know, God's going to give you what you really need. Because he said he'll give you the desires of your heart if your way is pleasing.
That's right.
But if you're out there homemonging, if you're out there, you know, just, you know, showing all kind of cleavage and just trying to pull anything,
right.
I mean, this, I'm just keeping it real.
Right? That's right. Yeah.
You know, we got to keep it real here because a lot of time we as women, you know, we have grown physically, but we haven't grown mentally nor spiritually, you know. And those are two key things that are very important because if a woman's mind is not right and if she ain't spiritually grounded in the Lord, then those things of a man, you're going to be looking for the wrong thing.
That's right.
You're going to be accepting the wrong thing. And, you know, and there are some good men out there. You know, because women say, ain't no more good men.
No, that's a lie.
I mean, you know, they say ain't no more good men. But there are some good men out there, and you know what? I hate to say this because it's the truth. Some women destroy men. They do.
Right.
They destroy men. They baby men. Really, they create monsters. I'm just being honest with you. They make men timid. They try to make them hand-picked. I'm talking about from experience,
right.
Because sometimes we as women try to make a man, try to mold him and shape him and teach him, and that ain't the way it goes. Because in his word he said that a man is the head of his household.
That's right.
Not a woman, but y'all, I gotta be honest here. Come on, Miss Barry, what do you have?
I like to say also, you know, I was in a marriage like that. My marriage was kind of like that. I'm a very domineering woman. And if you're weak, you can't deal with me.
Right.
Because I'm very take charge.
Right, right.
You know, I need a man that has some oomph about himself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want someone that I can just push around and slap around like a little kid. I need a man.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I know where you're coming from with what you were saying.
Well, you know, on that same note, you know, a lot of times a woman being very dominant can destroy and just destroy our home. Because I know I've been there.
Right.
Because I tried to wear the pants.
I did too.
The dress.
I did.
The long sleeve shirt, the short sleeve. So we got to be careful because a lot of times we don't allow the man to be a man.
That's right.
And then that's true. A lot of times you get with a man, and if he can't really handle his own business,
right,
and be a good leader,
right,
then how is he going to lead and handle your business?
That's right.
And I think I was come from, because I used to have my own business too, and I was making $300,000 a year. So therefore, if you're making the money and you're the one putting the money and you're the one over the house and you're the one bought the house and, you know, then that makes you more take charge, take over, bossy, whatever you want to call it. Make all the decisions and not trying to and at that time not trying to take away from him, but that's what
that's where we as women can get it twisted. Because I've been there too. I used to make over $80,000 a year and I made the most money, brought the most money.
Right.
But where I got it twisted was, you know, just because I made the most money, I was still supposed to come in and pull together. And it was all about I, me. And it wasn't about we or us. And we lose the me or us. You know, and
not necessarily. I mean, because I tried the bank account together.
Right.
He was taking the money out, wasn't putting nothing in.
Whoa.
So at that point, I went and got, at that point, when I realized what he was doing,
right,
and wasn't putting anything back into it, I pulled it out, and when he got my own account with my own name on it. Yeah, I was.
But you know what? You know, you said she was in love. You know, I tell you, a lot of times, we as women, we won't, you know, what we want in a man, once we feel like, okay, we got those attributes in a man. Do you know a lot of times when we get with that man, things can change because of our attitude, our mouth. Because we as women, come on now, y'all got to agree, we will not shut up. We got to shut up.
Yeah.
We got, you know, and I'm talking from experience because I was at that point where when I was in my relationship, you ain't going to get the last say. You know, and that ain't right, you know, because I was tearing up my house, you know. I'm telling you, it was nothing but argument and chaos and confusion. And a lot of times we as women can really make our house run a whole lot smooth if we allow the man to be a man. And if we step back and sometimes just shut it up, you know, just kind of cool down, let him cool down, and then let's come back in and say, okay, baby, please forgive me, because we won't come down on that off that high horse to say, at least, you know, forgive me, I was wrong, because we're not always right.
Yeah, it was right. My way or the highway. That's just the way I was. My way. I wasn't as bad as her.
I was.
I was. I mean, I'm just keeping it real. That's how I was. I was young, and I was growing, and I grew up with this man, but I had to be in charge. It was just me. That's the way it was. You know, and it did tear the marriage up,
right?
In a way, along with other areas that tore it up,
right?
You know, because he had his hormonal problems, and I had my issues of just being in control.
Wow.
But when you're in control of your business, it kind of makes a difference. When you're in control of your business, and then you bring that business home, you bossy on the job, and then you bring that
false spirit in the house.
Yeah, then you bring it home with you. You know.
Okay, now, ladies, we've talked about some subjects here about even being in marriage, you know, and what we wanted out of a man, and then we got what we wanted, and then the outcome of what we got wasn't what we wanted. And then on a single note, you know, now that you out of those marriages and you at a place now where you're waiting on a man, I hope you're waiting, because I'm waiting on him to find me, but, you know. Okay, now, Miss Beverly Mock, now what do you want in a man? I mean, because you went through all of that. You went through all of the experiences of homemonging. You went through the experiences of him not being a Dallas Cowboy with the prestige, the money, you know, the sex or whatever it may be was good and he looked it good. You know, after all of that you went through, what now do you want in a man?
What I want now, Tina, is, I'm going to say this one word, and I think it will just sum it up. I want a man that I can trust. Because along with trust comes everything else, the faithfulness, all of the things that I went through for the home, core mongering goes. You know, I want trust. It has to be a deep trust.
Right.
Where I have nowhere in the back of my mind what I think anything but the best thing for me. Trust.
Right.
And that trust, it encircles the love.
Right.
And it encircles all of the details that I need.
Right.
So I don't even have to say anything else about what goes with it, because everybody knows you want the finances and you want this. But I want trust.
Right. Okay. Trust.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I tell you, there's so many things. You know, this subject can go on and on and on and on, because there's a lot of women are hurting out there. I mean, hurting, broke down, tore up from the flow up, make you want to throw up, because they just don't went through so much. Some women just say they don't want a man no more.
Yeah.
You got some women out there turning gay. You know, you got some women out there just, you know, they hurting and they want to hurt somebody.
Awesome.
I mean, it's terrible. So, you know, this is not a one-sided show, you know, because there are a lot of men out there that have things that they want from a woman, you know. And I had a poll of 45 men, and I can't go through all of it, but men have attributes and qualities that they want also, you know, and that's very important, you know. So I want to say that, because this is not a man bashing show, because in this pool of 45 men, I asked the question, what four qualities must a woman have to be your wife? You know, and I was like, whoa.
I want to know.
Is you getting on the edge of your seat now?
And these men want to be, they want it to be anonymous, and that's understandable. So some of them have little key names here. But Mr. TB166 said that she should be able to cook, to keep a clean house, be very sexual, honest, and responsible. That's what he wanted, those four things. And then Mr. Scotty said she must be kind, caring, unselfish, non-judgmental, and don't have attitude. She must have attitude.
Oh, word, he's going to be looking for her ass. All women have attitude.
All right, wait a minute. Are you serious?
I believe so, yes.
You know, you know what, there are some women out there that are meek, you know, meek and you know, I mean, it's different types of women, but, you know, I know, I always have a little attitude, but you can get a woman that has an attitude so bad that, you know, her understanding is just zero. So
he wants Mary Poppins, though.
No.
Not necessarily.
But no, because there are some good women that are very, because see, we have to learn to, you know, bring it down a notch or two, you know, because a lot of times the attitude that women have really destroys what they have or trying to build.
That's right.
So we have to gotta check ourselves. Because I can remember some bad attitudes I had. You know, I had the same, at one while in my life, that same attitude that you had, Miss Beverly,
right,
that it was my way or the highway, but you know, that didn't make it right.
Yeah, I'm not like that, the highway or no way. It's got to go do it my way.
But
no,
you said that you have attitude?
Yeah. No.
I was like that then, though. I mean, I'm not like that now, but I was like that at one time, a point in my life. I didn't stay like that. I went through all several stages.
Right. Okay, now we have a Mr. Darren, 15, says she would need to be smart, classy, good, a good communicator, and a fun and loving and easygoing, and no conflict and very loyal. I mean, this man,
yeah, that's all right.
What's his name?
Excuse me. You know,
find it.
A man that finds a wife, not a woman.
Y'all a lot further than y'all walk than me.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I'm
getting there. The key thing of this show is, you know, we got both sides. You got your saved, and then you have your women that are not saved, you know, and you have saved men and men that are not saved that are listening in. And we just want to bring it, you know, to a forum and come and let us reason together, because we got to reason about this subject, because it's really important.
Right.
It's really important. And these things that he spoke about, I mean, a lot of women probably can fall into these categories, you know. And then we have a Mr. Bravo. He said a woman should be self-confident, have self-confidence, and be honest for once, not deceitful, be loyal, and that's all he wanted. And then another young man, his name was the officer, he said she must be fun, beautiful, inside and out, thick and fluffy.
Ooh.
And have a mind of her own. I mean, because men, they have wants too, you know. And that's very important, because you got to know what you want. You know, you got to know what you want in a woman. And this Mr. Man said, look, one quality that a woman must have is that she, to be my wife, she must love the Lord.
Amen.
Above all things.
Amen.
And, age, he said, doesn't mean anything. Age doesn't mean anything. And it says she must be honest. She must be faithful. She must be long-lasting and not lazy. She must clean the house, tend to her housework. Because, y'all, come on now. There's a lot of women out there that don't clean their house.
Right.
And men want a woman that clean the house. He don't want to come home, you stealing your robe and your rolls.
I know that's right.
He don't want to come home and ain't no dinner cooked. You've been there all day long. You telling me this man been working for 9 hours and come on and no food is cooked? You know, and I mean, these are some very key issues here that we're talking about, and, you know, what a woman really wants from a man. And then on the other hand, we have the men's pool here for 45 men and the four qualities that they want in their wife, you know. And I thank God for this topic, because it's very good. And I tell you, I love it. And Miss Beverly, you know, I'm so happy to have you in the studio today.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you here. I tell you, you told us your name and everything. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do for a living?
Yes. Right now, I'm more of an entrepreneurial spirit. Woman, and I do very sexy dresses.
Mm-hmm.
I Am That Girl.
Is that the name of your business?
The name of the line of the dresses that I do. And the dresses are very sexy and elegant. You have to have some attitude to wear them.
Okay, wow.
You can do them at proms. You can do them for birthdays, anniversaries. They're very special occasions.
So do you have a number for your business or a website?
Yes,
or?
I do. I wanted to mention my other one, which is Starscapes by Beverly. And that's a ceiling mural. And the ceiling mural is actually invisible by day on your ceiling.
Right.
And at night, it looks like a starry sky.
Wow.
And it's really beautiful. It's not that Hobby Lobby stick-up, cheap.
Right. Okay.
It's real, real nice.
Right.
And it's stress relieving.
Right.
I love it.
Okay.
I mean, it's so beautiful, like looking at the heavens. And,
okay.
So
what's your website?
My website is www.
Starscape.
www.starscape.
FX.com/Beverly. Okay. So do you have a number that you would want people to call you, your business number?
Yes, you can reach me at 972-997-6722.
Okay, that number again?
972-997-6722, and it's Starscape by Beverly.
Okay. So, Miss Betty Young.
Yes.
So what do you do for a living?
Hey, I am a property manager for Apex Realty, and I collect the rent.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Boy, you collecting, huh?
Yes.
Some people don't pay them bills, huh?
No. People
don't want to pay. Well, you know, this topic was good, and it's a great topic. And I tell you, the key things that I really wanted to get out there to the people is that, you know, really know what you want. Really know what you want from a man. And not only that, don't get in the relationship for the wrong reason. Don't get in for lust. Don't get in for because he looks good or what he drives or what kind of money he has in his pocket. Because for surely you're going in for the wrong reason. And, you know, make sure that that man is stable. Because if he's not stable physically, financially, mentally, you know, I'm just saying spiritually, you're going to have something on your hands. You're going to go through some things. And my thing is, if a man is not a good leader, how can he lead the family? How can he lead the household? How can he lead you? And we talked about a lot of subjects and a lot of key things that are very important. Although we have great sides, good side, bad side, good, bad, and ugly. You know, and all of that comes in when you get connected with somebody, you know, and a lot of times you can grow, you can have love and you can either grow out of it, you know, you can either grow up in it. But the one thing that I want to bring to mind about the subject, what a woman really wants from a man, is that you must have God in you. You must have a spiritual ground, a spiritual foundation.
Yes.
You've got to have a spiritual foundation. Because if you don't have a spiritual foundation, if you don't make Jesus, you don't have Jesus as your personal Savior, if you don't have, you know what I'm saying, a strong, solid foundation of where you go and get taught, because a lot of women, we have to be honest, we don't know it all.
That's
right.
So we got to go somewhere and get grounded with the Lord and get in Him and let Him get in us.
That's right.
So then we won't have the attitude. Then we can shut our mouth sometimes. Come on, ladies.
That's right.
Then we can sit down and with our husband and reason together about whatever the situation is and make it for the better and not tear up a house, you know.
Right.
Not be that brawling woman on the roof, you know. Not being, you know, rotten to his bones. And, you know, we can be his jewel. We can be his queen. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got a solid foundation with the Lord. And us as single women, wait. Just wait. Be patient. Because God, what God has for you is greater than what you could ever imagine. But if you keep accepting something less than what you deserve, then you're going to come out with the same outcome every time. It's not going to be a good outcome. It's a dead end.
You must respect yourself. First, you have to love yourself. Love yourself like nobody else loves you.
Right.
Love yourself like after God loves you.
Right.
And then you can love other people.
That's true.
Easier.
That's true. And you know,
and you respect yourself.
You're right.
That's right.
You will make others respect you.
Right.
You won't just go for the okie doke. Anything, anybody can fly by a little line, somebody throw at you.
Right.
And
right.
think that it's at heart. It's
right.
It's at heart. Cause
right.
If you don't have love, you don't know love. If you don't love yourself, how do you know when you're getting love?
You're right. And that's so important. But, you know, did you know that the word said that a man should love his wife like Jesus loved the church? And see, a lot of women, if you don't never know the word, if you don't never get in the word and never let God direct your path, then you're going on a path of destruction.
That's right.
So my reasoning for having this show is that this is a forum where we talk about issues and situations that men and women go through in life, because I want us to get it together, because souls need to be saved, because somebody lost, somebody hurting, somebody killing, somebody dying every day, dropping like flies.
That's right.
So if there's a forum here to keep it real, because some people are too saved and too religious for their own good, you know, because I say I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm not ashamed to say it, you know. And God has given me these gifts, and He gave me the opportunity to have a forum like this that I can speak to real people about real things, and then we can come and reason together, and we can pray together, laugh together, cry together, and let you know it's going to be all right.
That's right.
You know, and we do make mistakes.
That's right.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
We do make mistakes. So, I mean, I really do appreciate y'all for coming on the show and, you know, making the show what it is. And, you know, our next show coming up next Monday at 7:30, every Monday at 7:30, we will have a topic on this show that will be hot and good. And I tell you, hot, can you say hot?
Hot.
And good.
And good.
And
I enjoy this topic.
You know, and I just...
I could go on and on.
I know you can. But you know what? You know, that next topic is going to be hot, y'all. It's going to be good. And I tell you, and it's why do men and women shack and play out? Why do men and women shack and play out? So look forward to that show, because it's going to be good, it's going to be hot, and we're going to talk about it. It's going to be real talk that speak volumes, because real people want to know the truth.
That's true.
Okay?
I learned a lot from this topic.
Well, you know, it's been good. And I like to say that I am Tina Watkins. I've been your host today. And I really enjoyed myself with the guests I have here in the studio. And I tell you, I'm just looking forward to what God is going to do with this show, you know, touch people, touch your hearts. And I want to tell you that I am the author of the book, Empower Yourself Successfully, The Gift on Bringing Out Greatness in Every Woman. And if you're interested in the book, if you've ever been raped, if you ever growed up in a dysfunctional family, if you come out of a bitter marriage or divorce, and you're single and you're going through and you have fears, this is the book that you should have because you'll never be the same. I tell you, women grab this book and they say they can't put it down. It's good. Say they eating it up.
Can't wait to read it.
But it's good. So if Miss Ben is reading it, she'll tell you it's good. So I want, you know, you all to listen in and write this down and get a pen. And if you want to comment up on about the show that we're giving tonight and other shows, you can log on to www.blogradiotalk.com/current-events. www.blogtalkradio.com/current-events. And if you're interested in purchasing a book, you can also email me at empowersuccessfully7@gmail.com. I'll say that email address again, empowersuccessfully7@gmail.com. Also, you can Facebook me at Amatine Tina Watkins, and you can tell me comments or how you like the show. And maybe you may have a theme or something that you may want to talk about or hear about on the show. You know, just drop me a comment, you know, either on the blog web or either on Facebook. And I thank you for listening in. And I always like to leave this show on a good note because I know God is directing all of our paths. And my goal is to reach over 1,700 million souls.
Amen.
I want them to be saved.
Amen.
Because we all need to be saved. So I want to leave out with a prayer. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for this forum, God. I thank you for this discussion, God. Lord, you see the situations or even in the relationships and the marriages, Lord, even in the divorces that may need to be mended and may not be ready to divorce, God. I ask that you touch each and every one of their lives, God. I ask that you go in and intervene, God, and if it's fit for them to be together, God, and if it's your perfect will, let it be done in their lives, God. And I bind and rebuke every spirit that will come up against every family, every person that's in marriage. I bind up every destruction and confusion spirit that will come up against it in the name of Jesus. But I loose in the name of Jesus also for the single women and the single men to find their true soulmates, God, that you have placed in this world for them. Lord, these things I ask in my Father Jesus' name, and I pray. Amen.
Amen.
This has been a good show, y'all. Thank you, and we'll see you next Monday at 7:30.
Bye-bye.
Bye.